Last month, Moner Mohammed Abu Salha became the first American to act as a suicide bomber in Syria. Abu Salha was born and grew up in Florida. His family and neighbors there are still trying to figure out how he ended up a jihadi. Abu Salha reportedly emailed his family to say he was in Jordan caring for wounded fighters. In reality, he was becoming deeply involved in Syria's civil war. One question of deep concern to authorities in America and elsewhere is this: how common is this kind of story? A new report out today by the RAND Corporation says the ranks of jihadist fighters worldwide has doubled in the last 3 years. RAND's Seth Jones is the report's author. He says that when he looked at the recent growth of militant groups, one thing quickly became apparent.
A lot of the increase in fighters was coming from Syria. And our data actually verify that, yes, Syria is clearly front and center to this increase in attacks, in fighters, and in groups.
Should people be more afraid now, given the results of your survey?
No, I don't think people should be more afraid. But I think they should be aware that globally, there is a very important ideological struggle going on, including within Islam, between moderate views of Islam and some small numbers of extremists, though they're growing, that are trying to hijack the religion and use it to overthrow regimes. Many people had hoped recently that these kind of jihadist groups were in decline, and that does not appear to be the case. So I don't think Americans should be more afraid. In fact, what we found is that the threat to attacks in the U.S. homeland is probably less today than it was in the 2009 period, and certainly in the post-2001-2002 world.
Seth, it all just seems so hopeless, you know, trying to get these guys back from joining these groups. What do you do?
Where we've seen groups like Al-Qaeda suffer greatly, it's been in places like Saudi Arabia, where in 2003 and 4 and 5, they were involved in an intense campaign with strikes in Riyadh and a number of other cities. And the Saudi response, though it did involve some fairly repressive measures, the capture and killing of some Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula leaders, it also involved an intense struggle of ideas. Saudi clerics, Sunni clerics, stood up in mosques, got out on radio, in television, on the internet, and denounced these extremists as being un-Islamic, as attempting to hijack the regime. There is a very, very important component of this that must be about a struggle of ideas, of hearts and minds.
Seth Jones is a terrorism expert at the RAND Corporation. He's been talking to us about his new report on the rise of jihadi groups around the world. Seth Jones, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.